愿大家平安。
Peace be with you。
今天可以说是我们2005年最后一个安息日。
This is considered the last Sabbath of the year。
时间过得很快。
2005。
我们今年又将要过去。
The time has flown by very fast, and this year is about to be over.
很多的人在新年的季节都想要怎么轻松一下，因为一年很辛苦的工作。
At the end of the year, people like to rewind because they have worked so hard throughout the year.
但是在一年将结束的时候，让我们来回想自己今年的生活，也是有益处的。
But it is also beneficial for us to reflect on our lives towards the end of the year.
到底我们今年活的一年，我们得到什么？
What have we gained through this year?
我们做了什么？
What have we done?
在神的眼中看起来，我们今年的生活是什么样子？
And in God's eyes, what have our lives been like?
我想用约瑟的一生帮助我们来思考这个问题。
I'd like to use the topic of Joseph's life to discuss this issue.
圣经有一节在描写约瑟的一生。
A verse in the Bible describes Joseph's life.
先看创世纪的49章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 49.
22节。
Verse 22.
创世纪49章的22节。
Genesis 49 verse 22.
这个是雅各对他的儿子约瑟的一个祝福。
This is Jacob's blessings towards his sons.
也可以说对约瑟命运的一个描写。
And here we read about his prediction of Joseph's future.
22节说约瑟是多结果子的树枝，是全旁多结果的枝子，他的枝条探出墙外。
Verse 22, Joseph is a fruitful bough by a well. His branches run over the wall.
我们从这三句话来思考约瑟的一生。
Let's consider Joseph's life based on this verse.
第一句说约瑟是多结果子的树枝。
The first part of the verse says Joseph is a fruitful bough.
我们知道有的果树是在寒带才能够结出来的。
Some fruit trees only bear fruit during the winter.
有的果树是在夏季才能够结出来的。
And some fruit trees only bear fruit during the summer.
有的果树是在不太冷不太热的季节才能结出来。
And some fruits bear fruit only when it's warm.
但是我们很难找得到春夏秋冬都会结果子的果树。
But very rarely are there fruit trees that bear fruit all season.
那如果人是一棵果树。
And if we can compare a human being to a fruit tree,
约瑟应该是春夏秋冬都会结果子的果树。
And Joseph would be considered a tree that bears fruit throughout the seasons.
所以他是一个非常独特的一个人。
Joseph, therefore, is very unique.
我们在约瑟的一生里面可以看到他经历各种不同的环境。
Throughout Joseph's life, he went through many kinds of circumstances.
这个环境有的是顺利的，有的是逆境的。
Both adverse and prosperous circumstances.
有的是祝福，有的是试炼。
He experienced both blessings and trials.
有的是痛苦，有的是喜乐。
And he went through both joy and sorrow.
但在每一个环境当中，约瑟的表现都是结果子的。
But in every circumstance, Joseph proved to be a fruitful person.
如果我们从创世纪的37章看来，
If we look at Genesis chapter
37, 第四节提到约瑟的哥哥见他父亲爱约瑟过于爱他们，就恨约瑟。
Verse 4 tells us that when Joseph's brothers saw that their father loved Joseph more than them, they hated him.
所以约瑟的家庭生活过在爱与恨之间。
Therefore, Joseph's family life seemed to be a love-hate relationship.
爱是从他父亲，恨是从他的兄弟。
He was loved by his father, but hated by his brothers.
一个是冷的，一个是热的。
He experienced both cold and warm treatments.
这是一个啊很难啊相处的一个家庭环境。
So he lived in a very complex family environment.
哦，那三十七章的二十八节提到啊，这个恨演变成为一个行动。
And in chapter 37, verse 28, we learn that his brother's hatred of him turned into action.
约瑟顺服他爸爸的指示，出于爱心去探望他的哥哥。
Out of his submission to his father's instructions and his love for his brothers, he went to look for his brothers.
但是起初他哥哥要把他杀掉。
But his brothers intended to kill him.
那这样父母对他们的爱就会再归回在弟兄的身上。
They thought that by doing so, they could earn their father's love.
那后来他们把约瑟卖掉。
But eventually they decided to sell Joseph instead.
所以对约瑟来说，他所体验到的是他的兄弟以恶待善。
So what Joseph experienced in his youth was that he was repaid evil with good.
那
这 he was repaid good with evil.
这也是对约瑟一个年轻人来讲这是一个非常不容易接受的一种事实。
And that was a very harsh reality that he had to face.
然后约瑟到了埃及以后，他要敬畏神，所以他受试探的时候不犯罪。
After he was sold to Egypt, Joseph was once tempted, and in order to out of his fear for God and in order not to sin against God, he refused.
这是一个年轻人遇到试探。
And even though he was a young man, he underwent a lot of temptation.
这是一个没有人在的一个地方，他遇到试探。
And he was tempted in a place where no one else who knew him was around.
如果进入试探里面可能也没有第三个会知道。
Had he sinned against God, no one else would have known.
但是约瑟在这种试探当中，他能够持守自己。
But Joseph preserved himself in this temptation.
但是持守自己的结果很短暂，看起来并不好。
However, the immediate consequence of resisting the temptation was not good at all.
所以他被下到监牢去。
Because of what he did, he was sent to prison.
对约瑟来讲，敬畏神好像没有什么好的报应。
So looking at the immediate consequence, Joseph's fear of God brought him no good.
他敬畏神不犯罪，但是神好像没有保守他，被下到监牢。
He feared God and shunned evil, yet the result was he landed in prison.
我们想想看，如果我是约瑟
，Let's think about it. If we were Joseph,
我会怎么感受
？How would we feel?
我们会对神有什么回应？
How would we respond to God?
但似乎圣经看起来约瑟在一切事上他并没有埋怨神。
However, from the Bible story, we understand that Joseph never complained against God.
那这个是约瑟前半段苦难的一些日子。
So far we've looked at the first half of trial that Joseph went through.
他经历兄弟的诡计跟背叛。
He experienced the treachery the betrayal of his brothers.
他经历跟所爱的父母的分离。
He experienced separation from his parents.
他经历情欲的试探。
He experienced the temptation of lust.
他经历被监牢所困的痛苦。
And he experienced the pain of being in prison.
这个是他年轻的时候的经历。
These were the circumstances that Joseph went through while he was young.
但是在这一段的期间，我们看约瑟的表现都是好的。
Yet throughout this period of time, Joseph did extremely well in God's eyes.
这个是多结果子的一个年轻人。
So he was a very fruitful bough.
人是怎么样的一个人？有时候在很普通的时候看不出来。
Sometimes it's difficult to really tell what a person is like when times are good.
但是这个人如果被逼到墙角，我们看他的本性就会流露。
But when a person is oppressed by adversity, his character often surfaces.
约瑟被落到最苦难当中，他的本性流露出来。
Joseph demonstrated his inner character when he fell into the most difficult circumstances.
他的生命是一个见证。
So his life became a witness.
他的生命的完美在他最苦难的时候表现出来。
He showed the perfection of his life during the most difficult of his time, of his experiences.
那现在约瑟进到另外一个境界。
And later Joseph transitioned into a different kind of circumstance.
进到王宫里面。
He was brought into the palace.
在王宫里面他有权势。
In the palace, he had power.
因为他是宰相。
Because he became the prime minister.
差不多他是在国王之下万人之上。
The only person above him was the king.
在王宫里面他有很奢华的生活。
And he was able to enjoy a luxurious life in the palace.
但是我们看约瑟在很富贵的生活里面他没有改变。
However, even in this luxurious setting, Joseph's life and character did not change.
这也是不简单的。
And that is also very commendable.
所以我们要看一个人的灵性到底到什么程度。有时候要看当这个人处在富贵的时候他是怎么生活。
So another way to look at a person's spiritual character is to see how he conducts himself in times of prosperity.
中国人有一句话说得意会忘形。
There's a Chinese saying that goes, when everything goes well, a person may forget himself.
所以一个人如果情况很顺利啊，生活很奢华的时候，人常常忘记了我是谁。
That's why it's very easy for people to forget who they are in good times.
然后他本性，特别是这个比较负面的本性就流露出来。
And their true nature, especially the negative aspect of their nature surfaces.
在权力当中腐化了自己。
Power corrupts.
在这个很舒服的生活当中，人失去了更高贵的理想。
And in comfortable times, people lose aspiration for more noble purposes.
所以很多时候人在很顺利的环境当中反而对他不好。
That's why prosperity can be against a person.
但是约瑟来说他并没有被王宫的生活所腐化。
But for Joseph, he was not corrupted by the life in the palace.
所以我们看约瑟确实是一个多结果子的之子。
So from his whole life, we can understand that Joseph was indeed a fruitful bough.
今天我们常常在提到真耶稣教会有神迹。
Today we often mention that in the True Jesus Church we experience miracles.
但是我们常常听到人在定义神迹就是大病得医治，大患难不死。
However, the usual definition of a miracle is either healing from a serious illness or being saved from some sort of calamity.
事实上，很多的信徒也在这个大难当中，很多的病患当中体会到神很大的恩典。
It is true that many believers have experienced God's grace in times of calamity or sickness.
所以我们可以看出来，他们对信仰是很坚持的。
And because of such experiences, they are able to be strong in their faith.
因为他体会他们所信的神是大有能力的，是爱他们的，是实在与他们同在。
Because they have experienced personally the powerful and true God who abides with them all the time.
但是如果我们把神迹只定义在这里，
However, if we only limit the definition of miracles to such experiences,
那就变成我们在很顺利、很平安的生活环境里面，我们没有见证。
Then we may fall into the concept that when times are good, we have nothing to experience about God.
因为我没有生病，我没有经过大难，我有什么见证啊？
We feel that we are not sick, we don't go through calamities, so there's nothing to testify about God's grace.
神迹是神大有能力的作为。
Miracles are God's powerful deeds.
有一个和神很大的神迹，就是生命的改变。
And one of the greatest miracles that God performs in a person's life is transforming that person's life.
像约瑟，这是一种生命改变的一个例子。
Joseph is an example of life being transformed by God.
在神里面，他有丰盛的生命。
Joseph had an abundant life in God.
所以在不同的环境里面，他能够结果子。
That is why he was fruitful in various circumstances.
他能够荣耀神。
He was able to bring God glory.
所以今天我们的信仰应该是一个很实在跟每一天的生活都有关系的。
Therefore, today our faith must be integrated into every day of our lives.
在我们家庭的家庭生活。
Whether it's family life.
在我们教会的教会生活。
or life in the church,
啊，在我们的社会的社会生活。
Or life in the society.
或者在学校里面的学校生活。
Or life at school.
在每一个层面里面，因为我们生命的改变，我们都可以结果子来荣耀神。
If our lives have been transformed, then we'll be able to bear fruit for God, and bring Him glory in every aspect of our lives.
那我们就是为神做美好的见证。
Then we can be, good witnesses for God.
因为我们的生活啊，是荣耀神的。
Because our lives glorify God.
那虽然我们没有神迹奇事，
even though we may not experience the so-called miracles and signs,
我们已经活在神的恩典，一切很平安，很顺利。
We live in very smooth, smooth circumstances because of God's grace.
但是这种啊生命的美好所结出来的果子本身是一个很有力的见证。
Yet even then, our good conduct and good lives before God, it becomes a good testimony.
所以啊，约瑟多结果子，今天这是一个我们很好的榜样。
Therefore, Joseph's fruitfulness can be our good example today.
那我们要再深入的来看，为什么约瑟可以多结果子。
Now let's look deeper, to try to understand why Joseph was able to be so fruitful.
我们回到创世纪四十九章的二十二节。
Let's read Genesis chapter 49, verse 22.
约瑟四十九，创世纪四十九章的二十二节。
Genesis 49, verse 22.
这里说，他是全旁多结果的枝子。
Joseph was a fruitful bough by a well.
哦，所以这里提到一个秘诀啊，是因为啊，这个枝这棵树是长在泉的旁边。
The secret to this bough's fruitfulness was that it was by a well.
哦，这个泉是什么
？What is this well？
啊，这个泉就是指天上的神。
This well is God, the God in heaven.
所以这棵树它的最隐秘的地方就是它的根啊，是扎在这个泉的旁边。
The most hidden part of the tree, which is its roots, are by a well.
所以它的生命丰盛，它在不同的季节里面结不同的果子。
Because of that, this tree is able to be fruitful through all seasons.
我们现在来看啊，诗篇的第一篇。
Let's please turn to the first Psalm.
啊，诗篇的第一篇。
Psalm 1.
第二节。
Psalm 1 verse
2. 啊，从第一节第二节啊。
Let's read both verse 1 and verse 2.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位。第二节。
Verse 2.
为喜爱神的律法，昼夜思想，这个人便为有福。第三节。
3.
他要像一棵树栽在水旁，按时候结果，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。啊，这个第三节说，他要像一棵树。
Verse 3 says, He shall be like a tree,
啊，栽在溪水旁，
planted by the rivers of water,
那按时候结果子，
that brings forth its fruit in its season,
叶子也不枯干，
whose leaf also shall not wither.
啊，所以栽在溪水旁，这是一个最重要的关键。
Therefore, being planted by the river, is a key.
那有一个活泉在旁边。
And the rivers of water is living water.
那第二节说到什么叫做栽在溪水旁？
And what does it mean to be planted by rivers of water?
这里说喜爱神的律法，昼夜思想。
Verse 2 says, His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law He meditates day and night.
所谓昼夜思想，就是他的观念，他的想法是用神的话来建立的。
To meditate on God's law day and night means that all his concepts and principles are based on God's law.
那喜爱神的律法，一个重要的表现就是他会去追求，他会去查考。
And the way to show that a person delights in God's law is that he diligently studies this law.
然后用神的话来建造他的思想，让神的话存在他内心。
And he bases all his thoughts upon God's law, so that the law is internalized in him.
那这样他就像一棵树栽在水旁。
Then he can be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
那以约瑟的例子来说。
Now, if we consider Joseph's example again,
我们发现约瑟一生经历过很多很负面的人际关系的情况。
We see that Joseph went through many difficult interpersonal circumstances.
啊，但是我们从约瑟的一生看起来啊，约瑟对人没有恨。
Yet throughout his life, we never see a bit of hatred that he harbored towards anyone.
那到底这个秘诀在哪里？
What is the secret to that?
为什么在人与人相处当中，他遇到很多负面的这个别人给他的这个作为，但是他对人没有恨。
He had been ill-treated in many ways. Why was it that he never had any hatred towards them?
我想他已经把人际关系提升到属灵的层面来看。
I believe he was able to look at his interpersonal relationships from a spiritual perspective.
那这个就不再是人跟人之间的关系了。
So he no longer considered those relationships as only relationships with human beings.
如果我们把人际关系提升到属灵来看，那别人对我们的不好变成我们灵性的一个考试。
If we're able to elevate our relationships with others to a spiritual level, then we will understand that when people mistreat us, it becomes a trial or a test for us.
然后别人对我们的不好，有时候成为成全神旨意的一种方法。
And sometimes God uses such mistreatments towards us as a way to fulfill or accomplish His good purpose.
所以我们个人虽然在受苦当中，但是能够提升到属灵的层面，那人跟人之间就没有恨。
So in our suffering, if we're able to elevate our perspective to a spiritual level, then we will not harbor any hatred towards anyone.
那这个需要有神的话来建造这个观念。
And in order to reach that spiritual perspective, we need to base our thoughts on God's word.
所以昼夜思想神的话，要像一棵树栽在水旁。
That is why he who meditates on God's law day and night will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
我们人跟人之间的关系很容易是因为你对我怎样，所以我怎么回应你。
We often react to how people treat us.
这是站在人的层面在看事情。
This is because we look at things from a humanistic perspective.
但是如果把它提升了。
But if we elevate our perspective,
那别人怎么对我们，我们不一定会怎么对待他。
We will not necessarily retaliate or repay people for what they do to us.
因为我们已经进到灵的层面来看。
This is because we have already gone into the spiritual realm to look at things from that perspective.
我们看诗篇105篇。
Please turn to Psalm 105.
诗篇的105篇。
Psalm 105.
16节
Verse 16
105篇16节
Psalm 105 verse 16
他命饥荒降在那地上将说依靠的粮全然断绝17节
17
在他们以先打发一个人去约瑟被卖为奴仆18节
18
人用脚镣伤他的脚他被铁链困锁19节
19
神的话试炼他只等到他所说的应验这个19节说神的话试炼他只等到他所说的应验
Verse 19 tells us until the time that his word came to pass the word of the Lord tested him
那这个17节18节就提到约瑟所受的苦
And verses 17 to 18 show us the sufferings he went through
他被卖到埃及为奴仆
He was sold as a slave.
然后脚镣伤他的脚。
They hurt his feet with fetters.
但是在这个受苦当中约瑟有神的话在他心里。
But in the midst of such sufferings, God's word was in Joseph.
那为什么神的话试炼他呢
？Why did God's word test him?
下一句说，只等到他所说的应验。
Until the time that God's word came to pass.
可见约瑟心里面有神的话在里面。
In other words, God's word was in Joseph's heart.
那在约瑟的年纪很轻的时候，他就看到异梦。
When Joseph was still young, he had a dream. He had a few dreams.
从这个梦知道他将来的命运是什么。
And from these dreams, he had been told his fortune, his future.
他知道他的 他要比他的哥哥更突出。
He knew that he was going to excel above his brothers.
甚至他的哥哥也要顺服他。
Even his brothers will come and submit to him.
这个就是从神来的。
This was a God-given sign.
所以他对神启示他自己的命运，他有这个信心。
And he had faith in what God had shown him.
因此他在生活当中所遇到一些困难，跟他从神所得的启示不一样。
And when the circumstances seem to contradict the sign that he had received from God,
那这对他来讲是一个试炼。
It became a test to him.
为什么神告诉我的跟我体验不太一样？
Why is it that what I experience is different from God told me?
那试炼他。
So that became a test.
所以一直到这个他所说话的应验。
Until the time when God's words came true.
所以他相信神的话一定会实现。
All this time, Joseph believed that God's word would come true.
到最后真的实现了。
And later it did come true.
所以在这个困难当中神的话变成对他来讲一个考验。
So during his difficult circumstances, God's word became a test to him.
他能够忍耐的过去。
Yet he was able to endure to the end.
那到最后他的父亲死了。
Eventually, Joseph's father died.
然后他的兄弟来看他。
And his brothers came to him.
也是讲了很有意思的话。
Joseph said something that was very meaningful.
我们看创世纪的五十章。
Let's read Genesis chapter 50.
创世纪五十章。
Genesis chapter 50.
十七节。
Verse 17,
你们要对约瑟这样说：从前你哥哥恶待你，求你饶恕他们的过犯和罪恶，如今求你饶恕父亲之神仆人的过犯。他们对约瑟说这个话，约瑟就哭了。我们再看十九节
，19
约瑟对他说：不要害怕，我岂能够代替神呢？所以他父亲死了以后，这个约瑟的哥哥来求他饶恕。
After Joseph's father, before Joseph,
人去求他饶恕。
After Joseph's father died, his brothers came to him, sent people to Joseph to beg for forgiveness.
那我们就看约瑟为什么不会报复。
Why did Joseph not retaliate?
那个时候他有权。
He had all the power.
他的痛苦也很大。
And he had gone through much pain.
所以照一般的人来讲，约瑟可以报复的。
So for most people, they would retaliate.
那他的哥哥以为说他是看在爸爸的份上，不做。
And his brothers all along thought that Joseph did not retaliate yet because his father was still alive.
但最后约瑟讲的话，我们才知道原因在哪里。
But from Joseph's own words, we know why he never retaliated.
我岂能够代替神呢？
He said, "Am I in the place of God?"
所以他已经把自己的遭遇提升到神的上面来看。
From this, we can see that he elevated his circumstances to the perspective of God.
那是不是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
二十节。
Verse 20.
从前你们意思是要害我，但神的意思是好的，原来要保全许多人的性命。
But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is this day to save many people alive.
创世纪四十五章，第五节。
In Genesis chapter 45, verse 5,
说现在不要把我卖到这里自忧自恨，这是神差我到你以前要保全生命的。
Joseph said, "But now do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life."
我们看这里有两个动词，一个是卖，一个是差。
Here we see two verbs. One is sold, and the other is sent.
那这个卖是出于人的错误。
Sold was a mistake of man.
像差，这是出于神的旨意。
Sent, however, is God's purpose.
那如果约瑟的命运是神决定的
，If Joseph's life had been predetermined by God,
那人的错误也可以成全神的旨意。
Then even mistakes done by human beings can still accomplish God's good purpose.
所以约瑟对自己一生的遭遇，他能够这样把它解释。
So Joseph was able to interpret his own life this way.
所以我们发现他跟他的兄弟的关系非常好。
That is why he was able to maintain a good relationship with his brothers.
这个就为什么他受了这么多的痛苦，他还能够结果子。
This is why he was still so fruitful despite all the hard circumstances.
因为他的根扎在溪水旁，他的心已经进到神的里面，在看事情。
His roots had been planted by the rivers of water, and he was able to look at everything from God's perspective.
所以今天如果我们生活真的有神在我们里面。
So today, if God truly lives in us,
我们在任何一个环境里面，我们都可以结果子。
Then we can be fruitful in every circumstance.
主耶稣被钉到十字架。
Our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross.
这是苦杯。
This was a bitter cup.
但是主耶稣怎么能够赦免那钉他的人呢？
But why was Jesus able to forgive those who nailed him there?
如果用这个很平常人跟人的关系来讲，这是不可能的。
From a normal human relationship, this is an impossible task.
但是主耶稣说，他们所做的他们不知道，所以这是很可怜的。
But our Lord Jesus was able to say, they do not know what they do. They were pitiful.
他们不知道他们钉了一个无罪的救主。
They were ignorant of the fact that they had crucified their Savior.
他们不知道这样做会有什么结果。
They were ignorant of the consequences for doing so.
所以这样可是很可怜的。
So in that sense, they were very pitiful.
所以虽然自己很痛苦。
Even though he suffered much.
他知道这个痛苦是要成全最大的善，就是人的救恩。
He knew that his pain was to accomplish the greatest good, which was salvation for mankind.
那别人的错误要把他钉十字架，既然是成全神的旨意，所以他就没有个人的恨。
So the human mistake of crucifying him turned out to accomplish God's good purpose, and because of that, Jesus held no hatred towards them.
因此他觉得他们很可怜，主啊，赦免他们。
Instead, he considered them to be very pitiful and asked the Father to forgive them.
这个就是结果子。
This is a fruitful sign.
爱的果子。
He bore fruit of love.
赦免的果子。
He bore the fruit of forgiveness.
那我们人际间呢，如果常常有这个果子，
If we're able to always bear such fruits in our lives,
我们所到的地方就成就了和平。
Then wherever we go, we bring peace.
我们再回到创世纪四十九章。
Let's return to Genesis chapter 49.
创世纪四十九章二十二节。
Let's read verse 22.
这里说，他的枝子探出墙外。
His branches run over the wall.
既然它是多结果子，而且这枝子也探出墙外，所以这个果子也出到墙外去了。
Joseph was a fruitful bough whose branches run over the wall.
那这个探出墙外，应该是指着说，它结果子已经在不只是在选民当中，已经到了埃及的外邦人了。
And this could figuratively mean that Joseph's fruitfulness was not only confined to the land of Israel, but further to the land of the Egyptians.
所以我们看约瑟他的影响力不只是在以色列当中，也进到埃及。
And from his life, we see that his influence extended to the land of Egypt.
后来做了宰相。
Joseph became prime minister.
他不是说他很有行政的技巧，或者他很聪明。
This wasn't because he was very politically astute.
如果我们从整个约瑟的故事看起来，一个最基本的要素就是神与他同在。
The basic reason for his becoming the prime minister was because God was with him.
所以他到波提法的家的时候，神看这个波提法也看出神跟他同在。
And that is why when he was in Potiphar's house, God knew they were able to see that God was with him.
他所到的地方，人都看出神跟他同在。
Wherever he went, people were able to see that God was with him.
所以他在当时的世代能够影响当时的世代，一个关键是神跟他同在。
He was able to influence his contemporaries because God was with him.
所以他是一个结果子的枝子，但是已经伸出了墙外。
He was a fruitful bough and his branches extended over the wall.
那约瑟的一生在整个以色列百姓的民族的这个历史当中一个是有他的地位的。
And Joseph's life placed such had such an important position in the history of the nation of Israel.
那这个属灵上来讲，对我们也是有意思的。
And it also gives us very important spiritual teachings.
我们知道旧约的选民，今天就是指的真教会。
As we know, the Old Testament chosen people represented or prefigured the true church today.
那我们常常要想一个问题，我活的一辈子，我对真耶稣教会有什么影响？
And one question we must always ask ourselves, in our lives, What influence or good have I brought to the true Jesus Church?
那我们先来看约瑟对以色列百姓有什么影响。
Let's first consider what good did Joseph bring to the nation of Israel.
我们先看创世纪五十章。
Let's read Genesis chapter 50.
创世纪五十章二十四节。
Genesis chapter 50 verse 24.
约瑟对他的弟兄说，我要死的，但神必定看顾你们，领你们从这地上去，到他启示所应许给亚伯兰、以撒、雅各之地。约瑟要死以前啊，对他的子孙的一个交代，对他兄弟的一个交代。
These were Joseph's last words for his brothers.
啊，这个以色列百姓会进到埃及，就是因为约瑟。
The Israelites went down to Egypt because of Joseph.
那然后在埃及住了四百多年，变成一个大族。
And they became a strong tribe or nation in the land of Egypt during that 400 years.
这个也是因为约瑟。
And this was because of Joseph too.
所以约瑟的生命变成使以色列百姓繁盛，成为一个大族，成为一个大国。
So Joseph was instrumental to the growth of the nation of Israel into a great nation.
好，我们今天看我们真耶稣教会在美国。
Today, let's consider the True Jesus Church in America.
我们现在大概有2500个信徒。
We have about 2,500 members.
有21间教会跟祈祷所。
And 21 churches and houses of prayer.
那如果我们看真耶稣教会历史，我们从60年代就有一些人到美国来留学。
Starting in the 60s, people, church members came to the U.S. to further their studies.
那大部分就是从外国移民来的然后定居了以后开始投入心力，然后教会就建立起来。
And oftentimes it is because of the efforts of these immigrants and by the blessings of God that the churches here were planted.
所以我们今天教会会有现在的情况，是有很多人跟约瑟一样，他的存在确实对真耶稣教会在美国是有贡献的。
Therefore, our church is able to reach the state because initially people like them had contributed to the growth of the church.
我记得以前有一些人的观念就是说到美国去留学这个就贪爱世界的，可能就在那里犯罪了。
I still remember in those days, many people had the concept that whoever goes to America to study is drawing closer and closer to sin and temptation.
后来记得有一个教会的工人到美国来访问。
Later, a church worker visited the U.S.
他非常受感动。
He was very moved after for seeing what he saw.
他发现这些到美国来求学的这些青年非常爱主。
Because he realized that all the brothers and sisters who studied in America loved the Lord very much.
在求学间或者在就业以后都以教会圣工的发展为他生活的最重要的目标。
When they were in school or even after came out of school, they all devoted themselves to expanding the work of God.
所以他回去以后做了很多很美好的见证。
So this worker of God returned to Taiwan and shared many such beautiful testimonies.
那今天我们教会已经达到这个阶段。
And today our church has reached this stage.
我们要再往外去扩充。
We need to expand it further.
我们需要有新生的一代来投入他的力量。
And to do that, we need a new generation to devote themselves to this cause.
所以这个年轻的一代，我们在这里受教育长大，要把这个棒子接下来。
So the younger generation in America must take up this responsibility.
有的人来到美国的就是想要有一个很安乐窝，怎么去享受生活。
Some people come to America with a sole purpose of living a more comfortable life.
如果大家都这样想的话，将来教会你在20年看，教会会倒退的，不会进步的。
If every church member has such mentality, then 20 years from now, our church may possibly decline, not grow.
但是如果我们大家有出提这个留学生的那种心智，怎样我要为教会做什么，好像那将来我们20年后，你发现教会会比现在可能多倍或者三倍也不一定。
But if we have the same zeal as the early workers in America, then we will very likely see great growth in the church.
所以神把我们带到这里来，最重要一个目的，不是要在让我们在这里享受美国的梦，是要让我们在这里投入神的国，让神的国兴盛。
The most important purpose God has brought us to this land is not to enjoy the American dream, but to make God's kingdom prosperous in this land.
好像约瑟啊，使以色列百姓繁盛。
Just as Joseph brought prosperity to the whole nation of Israel.
那每一个人住在各自不同的点。
We may live in different locales.
我们要自觉神让我在那个点要做什么。
We must be aware of why God had brought us to that place.
要在那个点来兴旺神的工作。
And it is our job to make God's work prosperous there.
对神的国在那个点的扩张有帮助。
And we need to contribute to the growth of God's kingdom in that locale.
好，那创世纪五十章最后，约瑟所关心一件事情。
In Genesis chapter 50, the final concern that Joseph had.
第一个就是他的兄弟的以后的生活。
Was first of all his brother's livelihood.
他说神必定看顾你们。
He said to them, God will surely visit you.
约瑟知道人是靠不住的。
Joseph knew that human beings are limited.
后来他死了以后啊，然后这个新的王就开始逼迫的以色列百姓。
And true enough, after Joseph passed away, the new kings of Egypt did not know the Israelites anymore.
所以他把他一生的体验啊，告诉他的兄弟，你要靠神，神必定帮助你。
So here Joseph shared his life experiences with his brothers, that they must rely on God because God will help them.
我们来到这个地方啊，要抓住这一句话，神必定帮助我，这是才是关键，不是靠人。
We must hold on to the belief that God will surely help us, and it is not by our own efforts.
那第二个约瑟的顾虑。
And Joseph's second concern
创世纪50章25节
is found in Genesis chapter 50 verse 25.
约瑟叫以色列子孙起誓说神必定看过你们，你们要把我的骸骨从这里搬上去。
Joseph took an oath from the children of Israel saying, God will surely visit you and you shall carry up my bones from here.
要搬回到迦南地区。
In other words, bring my bones back to the land of Canaan.
所以约瑟要死的时候，他的心呢是在迦南地的。
When Joseph was about to leave the world, his heart was in Canaan.
所以要把我的骨带回到迦南地区。
He asked them to bring his bones back there.
好，我们看希伯来书十一章。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章里面记载很多信心的伟人。
Hebrews chapter 11 records many heroes of faith.
他们每一个人的信心都有不同的表现。
Each of these individuals demonstrated their faith in different ways.
然后我们看他怎么描写约瑟。
Let's look at the author's description of Joseph.
第十一章二十二节。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 11 verse 22.
约瑟因着信临终的时候提到以色列族将来要出埃及，并为自己的骸骨留下遗命。这里讲约瑟的信心是什么？
This verse is about Joseph's faith.
以色列人要出埃及。
He knew that the Israelites would leave Egypt.
所以他要他叫他的子孙要把他的骸骨带到迦南地去。
So he gave instructions to his children to bring his bones back to Canaan.
他不愿意葬在埃及。
He did not want to stay in Egypt.
埃及就代表这个世界。
Egypt can represent this world.
所以我们有一天我们都要在这里死。
Today we will all one day leave the world here.
但是我们的心要在迦南地。
But our hearts must be in Canaan.
那个迦南地就是天国。
Our hearts must be in the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们人生在世只是做客人。
So in this world, we are only sojourners.
很短暂的。
Our lives are very short.
我们最后的目标是在天国。
Our final goal must be heaven.
因此我们一生的投资最重要是在神的国事上。
So our first and foremost investment in this world should be the things of God.
所以约瑟在当时的世代是多结果子的之子。
Joseph was a fruitful bough in his time.
但是对整个以色列族的这个繁盛他是奠下一个基础。
And he laid the foundation to the prosperity of the nation of Israel.
这给我们做一个我们的一个目标来模仿。
And he serves as a very good example for us to follow.